The manufacturing giant Unilever is believed to be raising its prices by 10% because of the fall in the value of the pound. Tesco is just refusing to accept the price hike. So our reporter Tim Johns went out with his shopping bags.
Right, I've got my best suit on because it's Thursday morning and I'm going to Tesco. I've got plenty of bread for the toaster, but I've got my heart set on Marmite and I've run out. So fingers crossed. Here we are. In we go. Well, we've got plenty of pot noodles. That's a good sign. Here we go. Honey, jam. Aha! Marmite. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 6 jars left.
Thank you for shopping at Tesco.
Unilever makes one heck of a lot of stuff, which we eat, drink, spray on ourselves and wash our clothes with day in, day out.
Marmite. Just the one for me.
Hellman's.
Pot noodle, fuel of Britain.
While some stocks of Marmite remain on the shelves, when you head to Tesco online, they're not for sale because Unilever has stopped supplying the supermarket giant. Unilever wants to stick its prices up in the UK. Tesco says no deal. Adam Leyland is the editor of The Grocer, a trade magazine.
There's an Anglo-Dutch company that's traded in euros. Now that sterling has crashed, it's having a really significant effect on them as opposed to other players.
And if you're thinking, I'll just nip down to Asda from a Ben & Jerry's, it's more complicated than that.
It's been having these discussions with all the major supermarkets and is threatening to put a stop on supply to all of them.
This is a national emergency. All persons are advised to stockpile Marmite and ice cream.
A few months ago on this programme, we looked at Tesco's relationship with suppliers much smaller than Unilever. Here's the metaphor I used at the time to describe Tesco.
They're a bit like this. You know, that T-Rex from Jurassic Park. They are massive. The suppliers, on the other hand, are like field mice, staring up in horror, trying not to get trampled on.
But Unilever ain't no mouse. Unilever has sharp teeth. It's massive. In fact, it too is like a T-Rex with Marmite. And when a T-Rex fights a T-Rex, stalemate can ensue. Here's an interesting side note for you. This man,
as a business person, having 30 years' experience of running a business,
is Dave Lewis. He spent much of his career at Unilever before being poached by Tesco. He's now their CEO. Couldn't make it up. So who's going to pick up the bill for this mess? Kate Hardcastle is a retail consultant.
Either the consumer's going to have to accept there is going to be increase in prices and the supermarkets are going to have to do everything they can to make that easier for the consumer, or that price increase is going to have to be swallowed by those businesses making the large profit.
One final twist. An anonymous grocery insider has suggested the following to a BBC business correspondent colleague.
Psst. Hey. I think this weak currency excuse is just a smokescreen to raise prices. After all, some of Unilever's products are made in the UK.
In the meantime, as the stalemate continues, Marmite stocks dwindle.
Marmite. Marmite.